All right. Hello. Welcome to the Adventures of the Dude. That's the name of this podcast. I am your host, Isaiah, or the Dude. And this is my first guest. It's Mr. Toby.
Yes.
Say hi, Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Shut the fuck up, bro. So, I guess we'll start with why I started this podcast or why I decided to start this podcast. So let's just take it all the way back to the beginning, all right?
Okay.
Let's do it. So, way back around, So when did Stranger Things season 3 come out?
I don't know. I never got into Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. Well, around when that time came out is when I was like kind of in the middle of doing my very first podcast that I started, and I called it Rockzilla, because I was like heavily into Godzilla at that time and rock and roll. So I was like, dude, that'd be such a cool ass name. And it was okay. I mean, it's kind of cool, you know? And I did a few, but then I didn't stay consistent with it, you know what I mean? So I ended up stopped doing it for a few months, and then I did it again, and I stopped doing it for a few months, and then I got grounded, and then I did one more, and then me and my friend Spencer, we kind of talked together, and he was like, "Hey, bro, do you want to start our own podcast? Like, a me and him podcast, just like both of us as the hosts." And we did that for a little bit, but I mean, we didn't hang out that much, so it kind of didn't really work, and ended up being a solo podcast with mainly just me. So, but it was cool and I liked it. It got pretty popular actually. And then I had to start a whole new podcast because I lost all the information to the other one. You remember when I told you that?
No, I think so.
That shit was so sad. I was so mad because there was already like I think 100 listeners or something like that. Yeah. And Then we lost, or then I lost that one when I got a new phone because none of my information would transfer. Because I'm, not the smartest, and I forgot my password to my phone, so I couldn't connect it to my new one and get all my information. So here we are, decided to start a new one, and this time the host is just me, and I'll have guests come on, which will be my friends most likely. And Toby's my very first guest on the brand new podcast, and here we are. So there's not much to talk about. What we can start with, Toby, how's being a junior so far?
Pretty ass.
Pretty ass. Why?
Just a freshman.
Yeah, the freshmen at our school are like beyond it's a lot.
Good old class of 988.
Isn't there like a thou more than 1,000 now?
I don't,
There
probably.
isn't shit ton of people at our school.
Yeah.
We go to school at it's not really new, but it's new compared to everything else. It's a brand new high school, and I was the first class because I went there my freshman year, and then from now I'm a senior. And he went there after me, obviously. So I'll be the first class of that high school. So that's kind of cool. And but yeah, it's big. It's massive. Did you get lost on your first day? Yeah, me too. I
I
skipped
still
like,
get lost.
yeah, yeah. You don't,
Can't say
dude.
it's not on purpose, though.
Even at the beginning, of this year, I had to ask like a few teachers, like, "Hey, do you know where this class is?" And they're like, "Aren't you a senior?" I'm just like, yeah, but don't have to talk about that. It's cool though. Anything else about being a junior?
Well,
How's the work been?
not bad. Not bad at all. The actual schoolwork?
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I've had tests. My grades are the best they've been my whole school career.
For real?
All 90s.
That's fucking dope.
It's crazy.
That's awesome,
But I
dude.
think it's just because I've tried this year and I got put on new meditation.
Hey, at least you're trying, man. That's what matters. Guess I'll talk about the experiences of being a senior so far.
Let me hear it.
Oh God. Well, so far it's lonely as fuck. I'm not even gonna lie. All the people I know, and there's freshmen that have asked me that before, like how, you know, just how things are. And man, the amount of friends you think are gonna be just, you know, your bestest fucking friends for the longest time are not. Not even close. There's so many people that I met freshman year that I thought, oh man, that's it. This is my group. This is, you know, this is, I'm gonna know them from outside of high school, all that shit. Don't talk to nearly any of them except for two. And those are my two closest friends today, besides you. It's Spencer and Jay. And I'll probably try to have them on here, which would be badass too. But, yeah, man, it's, besides that, it's not bad. So far, I mean, there is a lot of work, now that I think about it, because that's something I really thought about today, or last night, actually, is like, you know, I'm just going through the motion of things, but actually sitting and think about it, like, we've been having done a shit ton of work so far already. Like, I've had like a bunch of tests, a few projects. I'm working on a project right now in English. Jeez. And
I've had freshmen talk about projects they've already been turning in. I haven't even started a project yet.
For real?
I haven't had any teachers assign me a project yet.
Yeah, a junior year is honestly one of the easiest years.
Yeah, got lucky.
And honestly, senior year is not that hard too, because you've already done everything for so long. You kind of just know what to do. You know what I mean? You
yeah,
go in.
Today, I found an answer key three different times in
for
three
real?
Different classes.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Because I use my own VPN, my own laptop.
Oh, right. And you just
so
did that.
So nothing's blocked.
That's how I passed during COVID.
Uh-huh.
My sophomore year.
Yep.
That's literally, honestly, this is what happened. So I didn't do any of my work that we got assigned for a while, but when I started doing it, I was doing a little bit by little, but I wasn't doing enough, and I didn't realize how far behind it was, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I actually saw, I realized that I was pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
But on the last day of school, or on the last week, pretty much, while we were on computers and shit, I got it all together and I passed somehow. Yeah. How was COVID school for you?
The best thing. Saved my life.
For real?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
My
oh, yeah.
My family called it my miracle because I was failing my freshman year. And I was just in a depressive state that year. And it really... And I just got my own little vacation.
Right.
Because of that corona. When I passed...
Well, that's good for you, man.
I'm
glad that helped.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know what's crazy? It feels like that time has blown by.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about it. You know, and I've already told you the story, but I want to tell it on the podcast just because I just remember it's so eerie to think about now. Because when I was a sophomore, it was the first time I ever took a business class. And, you know, in a business class, it's business, talk about money, you know, so we got to basically keep up with politics and shit like that. So we were looking at this big map, right? Map of the world, but it was just like one of the flat ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it showed where COVID was at the time, which was, it was only in China. Only in China and I think a little bit somewhere else, but just baby, like not even that much. And our teacher, he asked us a question. He was like, so, guys, let's all make some predictions. Do you raise your hand if you think it's going to reach the U.S.? And not many rose their hands. And then he was like, all right, so raise your hands if you don't think it's going to reach the U.S. And everybody was like raising their hand. They're like, yeah, it's not going to make it here. And there's
America.
Yeah, America. We got power. But everybody was like, you know, honestly, I think it's just going to hit China, maybe a few other places, and kind of die out. And then literally, that was Friday. That was on a Friday, bro. That Friday was right before spring break, which
oh,
is the,
God.
You know, when the carnivals are on it.
That.
Yeah, spring break.
That.
So that spring break was so fun, dude. It was great. I got to go to the carnival with CJ and everybody for his birthday.
Little did we know.
Little did we know. And that Friday of spring break, we were talking about it. I was like, guys, that was so fun. That was badass. That was pretty cool. But none of us were paying attention to the news or anything like that because we were sophomores. It didn't really matter. And so we were like, all right, you want to hang out this weekend? We did. We hung out, went to the movies. And then Sunday happened. And then my mom comes in my room. She's like, Isaiah, school's been canceled for 2 weeks. I was like, 2 weeks? Damn, that's pretty cool. Maybe I can hang out with, them again.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks became, here we are, 2021.
Oh, crap.
Missed half my sophomore year, nearly
But the
failed.
thing is, me and Travis were together that first 2 weeks,
Yeah.
and so both of our parents were so scared of COVID that they thought we should just stay together.
Oh, so yeah, I
And
got to just chill.
we
For
smoked the whole time and
real?
just copied each other's school shit,
That's
even
so
though we
funny.
both had different MISD and WISD,
Right.
so we were both failing.
Oh my god, you retard.
It's only 2 weeks.
Hey, but that's cool
Both of our parents were like, yeah, that's not happening.
though. Man, that's so crazy to think about. Like just how it all was back then and then how it is now. And then fucking last year. Last year was one of the best slash worst years ever, for me anyways. It was pretty insane. Last year, I think it started off great. Honestly, it was on a rise. And then, everything happened with that. Yeah,
Oh God, yeah.
everything happened with that, and from then it just went downhill. And yeah, man, that shit was crazy. But here we are now, everything's pretty Gucci, I gotta say. Pretty nice. Yesterday I got to go to my sister's first volleyball game because she made it onto There's like, how there's A team and B team and shit like that? They have a thing like that over there, but I think it's called something different. But she made it into the very top team,
Oh,
like
wow.
the, best one they have. And so yesterday we drove like 2 hours to go watch her play. And man, at first, like my dad said it, because they were hitting the, balls over the net, and it was a lot bigger gym from what I'd seen before. So it seemed like it was a lot harder to hit the balls over the net. And my dad was like, oh, yeah, I was worried. And I was like, shit, I was worried too. And then the game started and they got to serve first. And man, they were shooting missiles over there, dude. Like, my sister's team, it was 15-3 at the very beginning just because of the server. She was fucking, what, doom, and just shooting cannons. Just straight down. And none of the other team couldn't do anything about it. And then the other team caught up, but not enough. And so my sister won the first round, her team. And so I don't know if you know, but in volleyball, they play one game. And usually I think it's to like 21 points. That's what she told me. But they raised it up because that the Olympics they play and then go to like 25, 26. So whoever, that's what it goes to. And then they'll play one more game. And if the team who won the previous time wins, then they stop and they won. But if the other team wins, they have to play another game. And once you get to a certain score, I think it becomes you win by if you get two above the other team. So if you get 2 points ahead of the other team, then that's when you win. You know what I mean? But man, and then the second game, the other team won. It was a pretty hard battle. And then the third game was crazy. But the other team slightly had the edge over them, so they won by a little bit. They won by 2 points. But she did good, man. I'm fucking proud of her.
How old
She
is she?
12.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she's 12, and she was kicking ass out there, man. That shit was badass.
Same age as my brother.
I didn't really realize that. That's crazy.
Should get them together.
Shut the fuck up. But yeah, it was a good game. We went and ate afterwards.
Would y'all eat?
Fucking In-N-Out, dude.
Oh,
What?
man.
You don't like In-N-Out? Dude, In-N-Out slaps.
In-N-Out is very.
It's literally a Krabby Patty. Like, if you've ever wanted a real life SpongeBob burger, bro, It's
ass is what it is.
how? Okay, what? Wait, wait,
In-N-Out
wait,
is
wait, wait, wait,
ass.
wait, wait, wait. What is your? Okay.
In-N-Out, I've never had anything there that has made me
Throw me your argument, and then I'll throw a
soggy ass
rebuttal.
fries and
Dude, okay, never. Okay.
the fuck?
Honestly, last night the fries I had there were some of the best I've ever had. There's something different about these. They make them better. I guess it's because where we were, because we weren't quite back in town yet. So I don't know. I don't remember where the fuck we were.
You know
And
that whatever that one where that mall that's also a bowling alley, that's also an arcade, and you know where that In-N-Out is at? Is that the one y'all went to?
I don't know.
Well, that's the one I always go to, and it's ass.
Well, they make their fries differently now, I guess, because they were like perfect.
It's too expensive, and there's nothing there
And
that.
it's not expensive.
It's not?
No.
Huh. And they're even a Christian place. Did you know that?
No.
Everything on there, the bottom of their fries, it says a Bible verse. And on the bottom of their cups, it says a Bible verse.
Seriously?
Like John 3:16, Psalm something something.
Man, Chick-fil-A needs to set the fuck up, man. Talk about their Christian business. And you got
And
In-N-Out
they're
over
only
here.
open on Sundays.
For real?
In-N-Out?
Yeah?
I don't know.
Oh.
That just sounded
Oh,
good.
I thought. Shut up. He said I thought it sounded good. But, their new fries, I guess they make them differently now because the texture is completely different. It's like, it's nice. I don't know how to explain it, but it was just tasted good as shit. But, so since you think In-N-Out's so trash, what's your favorite burger joint?
Like other than fast food,
Well, In-N-Out is fast food. So, like, favorite fast food burger, basically.
Whataburger,
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
I don't know if anywhere else has Whataburgers or if that's just a Texas thing,
It's
right?
expanding.
It's expanding.
I know Louisiana has it.
Oh, shit, for real?
Louisiana's always had it, though.
Oh, okay.
It's
Well,
like
it's
the New
more
England.
over in this area, I guess.
I know Oklahoma has it.
But, Texas, if you come to Texas, go to
Go
fucking,
to
go
Whataburger,
to
man.
Whataburger, bro. Whataburger, it's
Get
so good.
breakfast, man. Get breakfast.
Yeah,
All day
but
breakfast.
breakfast and they have
Wait,
a
do they have all day breakfast? No,
no, I don't think
they
so.
don't. They did
But
at
they do
one
have
point.
that that menu of all the best burgers, right? Where it's the Monterey Jack, right? Wait, isn't that
They
from
got the Pico de Gallo burger.
Yeah, the Pico de Gallo burger, I think that's a new one. You can get that one as like a chicken sandwich or a beef one.
Oh, really? I didn't
Yeah,
know that.
I got his
But
chicken
they got
last time.
cilantro in that.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm heavily allergic.
He said heavily
Heavily allergic.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
And
but
I do not like cilantro.
yeah, but Whataburger's good. They have a good chicken strip sandwich there. Yeah,
I
it's
would
good.
kill for Whataburger's chicken strip sandwich.
It's so
There's
good.
just something about their chicken strips that's setting me off. It's the cheese they use.
I think they put cheese on there.
It's
Oh,
their
they put that
Swiss
white cheese,
cheese.
right? Yeah.
It's the cheese
That
that's
and then
there.
the sauce. Oh, the buffalo sauce. It's so good. Especially when they cook it like actually hot. Because there's so many times where I've, or not so many, but there's a few times where I've had like a cold one or a lukewarm one. And it's just like, eh, sounds great. But enough about food. Two new albums came out today. Or not today. Two new albums came out in general, which was Donda, which is Kanye West's album that he finally came out with. What the
Double
fuck was that? Like that whole situation where he was staying in a stadium or something?
I didn't even hear about that.
Dude, he was literally living like he was renting out a stadium. I think the
Really?
rent was like thousands of dollars, and he was just chilling there. For no reason. He had so many
Jeez.
artists there, and dude, there's so much wild shit behind that. But the album came out, and honestly, I mean, I kind of liked it. It's pretty good. He got a lot of badass features on there. He had one with Kid Cudi. He had one with Jay-Z. Jay, and that song was, I think it was the first one of the album. I don't remember. But Toby hasn't listened to it because he thinks Kanye West is a devil
I
worshipper.
know Kanye West is a devil
Shut the
worshiper,
fuck up,
and he
bro.
worships Satan, and so do all
Oh,
Hollywood people.
well, you might not be wrong there.
And that we're all coming to an end.
But any...
and that the new age is coming.
That's a maybe. Because I've seen the video that you showed me, and I do not trust that weirdo.
The new age is coming.
The new age of what? It's
coming.
The new age of what?
Satanism.
Satanism?
Yes.
Most people just do it because they think it's fucking cool. They
don't
now
know what
no, now
don't
people
know what cool is. You don't once you but once they discover how cool it is, they discover witchcraft and what not.
And shut up. Well, you know what I mean though. Like it's a trend nowadays. Look at the
it's
freshmen.
Really
no, listen, listen. Take
but that's how
no,
it gets
let me
you
let
to
me explain. Let me explain. Take a look at the freshmen, okay? Take a look at the freshmen. Every single one of them, not every single one of them, but most of them are literally cookie cutter of each other. Everybody thinks it's, you know, popular to be depressed now because we have rappers like Lil Peep and all that shit, you know, make sad music and everybody, you know, oh, yeah.
And you see how that's literally
but,
Satan.
But you know what? But
world?
You know what I mean, though. They treat that because they only do it because it's cool. They think it's a trend. You know what I mean?
And you know how that's Satan coming into the world.
That's not, oh my
that's
God.
That's literally Satan showing himself into the world. Do you not see that in our generation?
If you didn't know that Toby is a heavy believer in God and I am not. But, I mean.
I'm trying to save you, Isaiah.
Shut the fuck up. Anywho, back to music. Drake came out with a new album too.
Oh, Casting Crowns came out with a new album.
Who's that?
Gospel.
That's why I don't give a fuck.
Gospel album.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
I actually just started listening to them. They're actually really good.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe you. But, you know, the Drake album, it's pretty chill. I mean, it's got some good songs in there, you know? I mean, it's Drake, I guess.
I used to hate Drake, but then gave him a chance.
I liked him when he was doing a lot of music with Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. You know that? You know when they had that whole era where it was literally them three and that was it? Well, and then Eminem would come in and fuck everything up for a little bit and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for a while, that they were on top. It was just Drake, Lil Wayne, and Nicki Minaj. Rapper-wise. It's weird to think about now because of how popular they were. But, like, it didn't seem like there was that many rappers as there was then than there is now. Because
yeah.
I feel like everybody's trying to do that now, especially with SoundCloud and shit like that. And do you remember when it was considered retarded to be a, you know, if somebody considered you as a SoundCloud rapper? Now
yeah.
It's, like, kind of the thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, now people want to become SoundCloud rappers.
Thing,
well, you know what I mean. I'm talking about now, in these past few years.
My cousin's a SoundCloud rapper.
For real?
Yep.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's not bad.
That's good. My friend's brother is too, and I listened to one of his songs. It's not bad, actually. Like, the beat actually went pretty hard. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but Iron Maiden, their new album, it came out today.
Well, really?
Okay. Yeah. Huh?
What's that?
You don't know what Iron Maiden is?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd know if you put it on.
Run to the Hills, The Trooper, Hollow Be Thy Name.
I think I know one of the songs.
What?
Hollow Be Thy Name.
Really? Out of all? Usually everybody knows, from what I've seen anyways, is Run to the Hills. That's the first Iron Maiden song I think I ever heard, actually. Because it's so fun. It's just nice. It's talking
God,
about...
I heard someone use the phrase... I listened to underground music today.
Ew.
Like, get out of here, man.
Shut the fuck... They're hopping on their nuts so
yeah.
hard. I bet they think they're so fucking cool.
Sucking his own dick.
Yeah, like, it's...
Because so he was playing... Someone else was playing music up to his ear and was like, you like this rapper? And he was like, no, the music I listen to is, like, underground.
Oh, my God. It's so cringy, bro.
God, bro. I'm like, fuck off.
God.
I listen to fucking Freddie Mercury and Elton John.
Yeah, like, it's not underground, but they're fucking better than your underground shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's above ground. That's fucking...
That's above space.
That's
like,
that's above space.
They're on another level.
Uh-huh. That's to infinity and beyond, right?
Pretty there. Much. And then you have Freddie, who's like, I consider him the best frontman of all time, which most people do. But you know what? This may not be a popular opinion, but I think David Lee Roth would be considered the best if he could sing as good as Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, how he was and his stage presence, you know what I mean? He literally pulled everybody in.
I like David Lee Roth. I was playing him at school.
For real?
I found him. I was looking through my recently searched, and I was like, who is this?
Oh.
And I saw the picture, and I'm like, that looks cool.
It's probably from when we were listening, put it on or something. But yeah, he's pretty badass, man, and he's still rocking today. And that man is like one of the only.
That was Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica, dude. Metallica always goes hard, and they literally always come out with bangers. Unless it's Saint Anger. I don't know if you've heard that album. It's really bad.
Yeah. I haven't heard any of their bad songs.
I'm glad. Well,
I won't.
I won't. It's disrespectful. Yeah, Metallica, man. They're one of those bands that if you want to listen to rock and you just don't know what to listen to, you can always put on some Metallica, you know? I feel like the same thing is for AC/DC. You know what I mean? If you just want to jam out to
it's
classic
more like
rock.
It's AC/DC than Metallica, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. Because AC/DC's got that more...
Thunderstruck.
Yeah, Back in Black, Hell's Bells, Dirty
Highway
Deeds.
To Hell.
Yeah, I mean... All of those songs, they're just bangers.
You can play any of those and somebody will look at you.
Right, and they'll know. All
right.
But,
you're in.
And pretty much all of their songs sound the same, and it doesn't matter.
Never
it really doesn't matter. And you know what I realized recently? That Rammstein, I don't know if you've ever heard that band. I think I showed you them one time.
Who?
Rammstein, it's a German band, and they have a really famous song called Du Hast. Yeah, well, they are pretty much the heavy metal version of AC/DC.
Oh, God.
Because anytime they come out with a song, it sounds pretty much the same, slightly different, but it always go hard.
Uh-huh.
It always goes hard. That's not proper grammar, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because the German language, if you listen to it, it's literally perfect for metal. They just sound fucking scary.
Oh.
Like, they just say normal shit, and it just sounds evil. You know what I mean?
Music in German?
Yeah.
Cool.
But, like, that's the point of it, because it just, I don't know, something's different. Whenever they start chanting, Du Hast, and it just sounds cool as hell, you know? And they also came out with a song. You've seen Triple X, right, with Vin Diesel?
No.
No?
I don't like Vin Diesel.
What? Why?
I don't like car movies. They're just fake.
He, you know he's in other movies than car movies, right?
No. What are no?
You're so stupid. Have you ever heard of Riddick?
Uh-uh.
What? Dude, these movies are like, I remember getting hyped up when the new one came out, and I was like, fucking 11.
That's probably why I didn't know it was. Was it rated R?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
Strict parents, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Yeah, understandable.
I couldn't watch PG-13 till I was 13.
Are you serious?
Uh huh. At least when I was with my mom.
Sorry, I had warned on that. Are you new? That's weird. My mom and my dad let me watch like the most fucked up movies. I don't know how old I was when Bad Grandpa came out, but I watched it in theaters.
Oh God.
Can you search that up real quick? How much? What year?
When it came out.
Yeah, what year it came out, so I can try to think of about how old I was. I watched that. I watched Project X with me and my friend's brother. We were chilling. We were hanging out in his room, and they were about to watch a movie, and he was like, "Hey, you wanna go see?"
It came out in 2013.
2013.
Uh huh. And that's Bad Grandpa 0.5.
Oh my God. So I was young. Young. That's crazy. Well, not young, but probably not old enough to watch that.
Yeah.
And, hey, but it was a funny ass movie. I laughed so hard.
I didn't see that until I was like 14.
Do you remember the fish had a dick on it?
I can't say I do.
Do you remember when he got it stuck in the vending machine? No. Oh my God. I like almost cried of laughter. And then the ending, the cherry pie scene, you know, when he was like doing the pageant And then he, then
Oh,
the,
yeah.
yeah. That was so funny to me. But, what's another movie? Oh, have you seen Beowulf?
Beowulf?
Beowulf, yeah. It's just, it's like a dramatic, well, I mean, the original Beowulf is a poem. It's a long ass poem. It's damn near a story, but it's still considered a poem. I think it was one of the first ever written. We were learning about the history of it not too long ago, but it's basically about this hero, you know what I mean? It's just one of the first stories. It's just a normal hero going on a journey, basically, and he has to kill this giant dude. I forgot his name. But the movie, it starts off, it's set in like medieval times, right? So everybody's at this big table, you know, they're all eating. It's kind of have a half-ass party, basically. So they're all eating, doing their own thing, and then you see this giant blue light come out. It's like a portal, you know, it's just fiery, you know, all that shit. And then out comes this giant, ugly-looking, golem-looking dude. Like, you remember Lord of the Rings, you know, the guy, the little fucking, my precious head-ass dude?
Mad would
Imagine,
you be?
huh?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Any of them?
I know exactly who you're talking about, but I've never seen Lord of the Rings either.
See, okay. You know what? I'll talk about what I was just about to talk about in a little bit. So back to this. There's a giant dude. He comes out of the portal, fucking murders everybody, and that scarred me. I had nightmares, and my mom was just chilling on the bed watching it like it was nothing. I'm over here like, oh my God. But now back to what I was about to say. Toby, anytime I come over, we try to find something to watch, like a movie or something. And anytime I pick a movie, he's like, oh, I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it 5 times. Oh, I've seen it 7 times. Oh, yeah, I've seen that all the time. And then I point at movies like Riddick, Triple X, or fucking Lord of the Rings. Never seen it.
Because those are all my stepdad's favorite movies. Anything that's my stepdad's favorite movie, I would not ever go near as a child.
Oh, you're like,
Because
fuck
I'm
that
like,
guy.
fuck that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah. Lord of the Rings, they're so fucking long, dude.
Whatever. Yeah. What's that other movie like The Lord of the Rings? The Hobbit?
Oh yeah, The Hobbit. They came out with I never watched
That was
those.
his favorite movie too. He would watch those all night
Oh, they
long.
weren't my favorite, dude. They were not even close to
Oh
my
my
favorite.
gosh.
They were there. Like, I watched them just because they're on, you know what I
Like
mean?
all I would remember
They
is
were good
coming in
though.
like to get water in the kitchen and then him just big wars with a bunch of midgets and ogres and him just sitting on the edge of the couch eating popcorn like oh
Just
no.
watching it. Hey, I mean, those scenes are cool, dude. Some about just seeing like armies of people fucking run at each other and just it's cool. Like, you've ever seen Troy?
Troy, is that a movie too?
Yes. Oh my
What
God, you've
are these
never seen
movies?
Troy?
I'm looking this one
Bro,
up
it
in
literally has
chat.
Brad Pitt in it. It's based on real life. It's the story of Troy, you know, where they with the wooden
Oh,
horse and they hide in the wooden
okay.
horse and
I've
then
seen
murder
this movie.
everybody.
Yeah, I've
Yeah.
seen this movie.
That movie is amazing.
Yep.
And honestly, I didn't like Troy. I was glad when he
Any
died.
movie like these I've seen on road trips.
Yeah, those are perfect for that because they're just long for no reason.
Yes.
That movie was so good,
Because we
though.
always had DVD players in our cars.
Oh, that's sick.
And in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah, so good. Just watch
So the
them.
driver could watch it too. Which is very insane.
Yeah, I was about to say, that doesn't sound too safe.
But it's my dad.
Yeah, he's. Well, we've
I am
swerved a
dad,
few
I know.
times. But, yeah. Troy is a good movie.
That's my next one.
Troy? Your aunt? Her name's Troy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Was pretty judgy there.
Yeah, it's a. I
My
don't know.
name's Troy?
It's just a.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, when you think of Troy, you think of it as like a dude's name, you know? Like,
No,
I've
I
never
think
seen.
of my aunt.
Well, I mean, that's because it's your aunt. But if you didn't have an aunt named fucking Troy,
He's a
you would.
bartender too.
Bartender? Is there an A in bartender?
Okay.
No, there's
Fuck.
not. But you know what I mean, though. Like, I've never. Same thing with like.
I actually had a babysitter named Troy too.
For real? Was a
Homeless
chick?
guy.
Exactly. You miss. That was sick.
dude.
Okay.
Never done that before.
That was cool.
Holy
Okay.
shit.
Just to tell you guys what happened, Toby was fucking around with his hat and he has his foot sticking out
They'll
and
never believe
he just tossed the hat and the hat landed on his foot.
As if y'all will believe that.
You know what? They might. It was cool. It happened. Okay,
I just
as
did it again.
no, he didn't. It hit the trash can. I don't know if he heard the bag. All he was little. Back to high school. We didn't talk finish talking about that. Or being a senior or whatever. Yeah, we did. I guess. I mean, there's not honestly there's not much. Being a high schooler is not as interesting as people think it
It's
is.
not, there's nothing to talk about.
It
It's
really
the only, our school system is ass. It needs to be changed.
It
And
yeah,
everyone
it's
knows that.
really ass.
Everyone knows that.
I don't know if anybody was told this, but back when we were doing like last year, at the beginning of the year, you had a choice with if you wanted to do online or if you wanted to go to school. I chose to go to school, but you know, other people went online. And so from other people I got information that, you know, they told me how it was and how they did online. And it was absolutely terrible. Like they didn't all the work was put in there with no real explanations. It wasn't done right. And the reason for that, because I asked the teacher, because, you know, my girlfriend, you know, she had to deal with a bunch of bullshit like that. And I was like, I asked one of my teachers, I was like, so what's going on with all the online stuff? You know what I mean? Like a lot of kids are failing, a lot of kids aren't doing that good. How was it presented to y'all? And he was like, honestly, they kind of just threw it at us and told us to
That's what I thought.
figure it out and, you know, get our shit together and kind of work on it basically and make it work.
They wanted that to happen.
And that's why everything went to hell because, you know, all the teachers who didn't know how to use technology that
Because
well,
no teacher knows how to use technology.
not really,
That's why they're teachers.
especially on
Those
the
who can't
coaches.
do, teach. I mean, if your parent hasn't told you that, then that's probably why they're a parent.
What?
Or
Yeah,
parent.
I don't
I don't
think
know how that
you
sounds.
didn't say that right or
Yeah.
what. I don't even know what the fuck you're trying to say. But yeah, it just and then once he told me that, I was like, oh, okay. So y'all know what the fuck y'all are doing, huh? Which is annoying, 'cause like that's our shit. You know what I mean? That's the shit that we got to deal with. And they're teachers, and if they say something, we basically, I mean, we just kind of say, all right, we got to do it. You know? It's wild. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but stores and, you know, other gas stations, not gas stations, I don't know, maybe. I haven't been to a gas station in a few days. But other shit like that. Wait. Just trying to talk about how dumb I am for a second. I went to a gas station yesterday. But stores like Walmart and HEB, a lot of their stocks have been running low of just everything, honestly, especially food being the main thing.
There's a mass shortage.
Exactly, but the main thing is that's been going on for a while, right? Like a few weeks where they've just not
It's
had
really
shit.
in fast food places
Yeah, I
and
didn't know this.
supermarkets
Tell them about
and
the fact what y'all
construction
had to do with fast
places.
food.
I went through this drive-thru the other day, and they gave us our drinks with no lids and no what's it? None of their Nothing about their company on their cups either.
Yeah, they weren't labeled or
And
anything.
no lids, just straws. And now it spilled all in. Now it's just cup holder too. I didn't get to that
Seriously?
part either.
Damn.
He was pretty mad at me.
Why was he mad at you? Because you're
Because
the
he
only
was.
one who got a drink?
Huh?
Were you the only one who got a drink?
No, he got one too.
Oh, but he was
But
just mad
his
at
didn't
you.
spill because he drank out more of it to where
Oh.
it didn't splish-splash
Oh.
around.
Splish splash.
And I didn't.
That's crazy. And something my dad showed me yesterday is a bunch of farmers on TikTok are making videos and talking about this, how they're getting messages from the government saying they're going to be paid a certain amount of money to destroy a large percentage of their crops. And if they don't, they get fined, right? I think it's they either get fined or it gets destroyed. No, the taxes raises up on them. So they basically are gonna have to go out of business because they won't have enough money to provide, what they need.
Did you ever see the TikTok about the oil worker?
Yeah,
Did
that
you saw
guy.
that too?
Yes, where he connected the thing up. Oh yeah, where he was
Uh-huh.
talking about
And he
how
was
there was
dumping
an.
it all in the grass?
Yes,
Yeah,
like
what was
just a
that
crop.
about?
I don't know. He
He
said
was just wasting
apparently
oil.
he said there was too much or something like
Uh-huh.
that, which makes no fucking
No
sense.
sense. No
'Cause if there
sense.
was too much oil,
There isn't too much oil.
I'm
There's
saying
not enough oil.
exactly, I'm saying if there's
Good
too much
shit.
oil, why the fuck are the gas prices going up as much as they are?
Exactly.
You know what I
My
mean?
family in Louisiana, we have our own little oil well on our couple hundred acres.
For real?
That's how we get our gas when, or that one, remember that one point in Waxahachie when there were no gas at the gas stations? We
Oh
were probably still
yeah.
in middle school. But do you remember?
I think so. I don't know. It's
Our family was sending us gas from Louisiana.
for real to
Yes.
survive.
Yes.
Damn. That's crazy, dude.
Not even to survive, just because we were bougie.
Oh,
And the lines at the gas station were like 20 cars
okay. See,
each
I
way.
remember that. I remember that very specifically 'cause they're just being long lines for no reason.
Uh-huh. Well, there
That's
was a
crazy.
reason, though.
Oh,
There were
well,
no
but
gas.
as a kid, I didn't fucking know. I was
Yeah.
just like, oh, why are all these dumb people at this gas station? Go somewhere else. I
Exactly.
was like, go home.
We need the gas.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Do you remember when that bomb threat was sent to
Finley.
Wedgeworth? No, Wedgeworth.
Wedgeworth, yep.
When they moved us all into
Yep.
the big ass
Yep.
church. So what happened was somebody wrote a bomb threat in the restroom
It's in
and
an elementary school.
elementary school.
Elementary school bomb
Somebody
threat.
wrote a bomb threat on the stall. So they moved every student inside the school across the street to this giant church, and we all just sat there until our parents picked us up. That was crazy. Speaking of bomb threats, there was a
There was,
recent
yeah.
school shooting threat to our school last Friday, and it was probably some dumbass freshman on Snapchat. Somebody posted some on Flash. I was about to say Flapjack. But somebody posted something on Snapchat saying, talking, it was like a threat basically. Nobody that I knew what the actual threat was, but it just got out. And whoever, I guess the people who followed that person knew people at school or knew teachers, or either that or their parents were teachers, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of kids at school whose parents were teachers. And so I get to school. And I just see this long line in front of the doors where the bus riders go through to go in the actual school. And I go up there and I ask them, I was like, hey, what the fuck's going on? Why is everybody like all, grouped up right here? And that's when so they told me what was going on. They told me, they were checking bags, they were scanning. So you were told to put everything in your bag.
I would have walked right back out.
Yeah.
Nope.
They told everybody to put everything in their bag, and then you walk through the scanner, and then you put your backpack on the table, which was a giant table filled with other backpacks already, and then they go through it, and then you can go to your class. I stuck mine on top, thinking that, the security guard would take it off and check it first, maybe. But she didn't. She took it off and then put it under the table and checked it after everybody else's.
Oh God.
Yeah, for no reason. Like I why? We sh
She was like, this one's gonna have a gun.
Yeah, this is the one. I don't trust him.
I have a feeling. I don't
Dude,
want any freshmen to see this.
I sat there for like fucking like 45 minutes
That
just
is sad.
waiting
She
for my
probably thought you were the
backpack.
one with the gun, Isaiah.
Bro, why? Dude, I don't even know what I
Poor
was
thing.
wearing that day. It was probably a fresh outfit, you know what I'm saying? But dude, and it was so stupid. But honestly, once I got into first period, what? Oh. It's fine. It's Oh, my bad. Okay. So let me finish this real quick. So once I finally got into first period, I chilled with everybody in class and we all started playing Crazy 8s together and stuff like that. And It was honestly pretty fun. But, and I think, honestly, I know it's pretty an abrupt ending to our the first episode, but I think we're going to end it here. It's been a fun podcast. You think so, Toby? Ass. Oh, I thought you said it has been ass. All right, so, yeah.
All right, peace out, everybody.
Peace out. This is the first adventures with the dude. Be prepared for the next one. Bye-bye.